With today's Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen. Perel Dorn, a veterinarian in South Dakota, spoke at an Altec symposium recently about the health of new dairy and beef calves and the importance of calories, not just quantity, of milk replacer.
Just a brief overview on the calorie side. I think that Van Amberg from the Cornell University here hit it about right in his Med-Al paper, where he talked about we need to stop thinking about just how many quarts or liters of milk replacer they're getting. Calves have nutritional requirements just like our cows do. And as we move towards that, we get a calf that instead of just survives the first 2 weeks of life, actually thrives. And that's all about milk back in the tank later on during the first lactation or pounds in the feed yard.
She speaks about what she finds visiting farms.
If I go out and do an on-farm audit, and they're telling me in the dead of winter when we might have one day that hits above freezing, and they're only feeding 2 quarts of 2020 milk replacer every 12 hours, then we're not hitting anywhere near the calorie requirements that we need. And so we have curves, you have bumpers, there's lots of different ways to get those calories there, but we look at that and we say, if we're completely missing the mark for what we need for calories, we can't hope to clean up enough and put enough medicine into calves to prevent a really nasty bug.
Dr. Dorn has more information on calf health at alltech.com. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.